This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Mexico has a new president, and that could have implications for U.S. farm trade with our number one foreign market. Claudia Sheinbaum became the first woman and first Jewish person elected president of the predominantly Catholic and patriarchal Mexico. But American Farm Bureau's Dave Salmonson says early indications are she'll continue the status quo in farm trade.
Now, she has said she wants to continue the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Her number one priority is strong relations with United States.
But that will depend on many factors, including how Sheinbaum deals with U.S. trade irritants.
Thinking specifically of biotech corn, somewhat less confrontational there. While there is an ongoing case, which we think will be resolved in November.
Almost $3 billion a year on average, or a quarter of U.S. corn exports, went to Mexico in the last 10 years.
Mexico will, for 2024, be the U.S.'s number one agricultural export destination at about $28.7 billion.
With Canada slightly behind and China now number three. Meantime, Salmonson says the USMCA comes up for review in 2026, where issues like GMO corn and separately dairy with Canada get another look.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.